The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we have a very fun, very different episode this week and topic and amazing guest, Dr. Goja Lorenz. We're actually sitting next to each other as we record this show, which is a rare fun treat. In Rome, we just finished the Maestro class, the Access Consciousness Maestro class, tonight. And so we're a lot of space. We're a little brain fried, and that's a good thing at this point. We're going to be talking today about the joy of creating with entities. And Goja is an Access Consciousness facilitator. She's a Talk to the Entities facilitator. She's been doing a lot of just so many different things all over the world, different modalities. Found Access Consciousness in 2010 and really immediately started using the tools and started seeing a lot of change in her life and started facilitating quickly. She travels all over the world facilitating classes, does a lot of Talk to the Entities classes, which is such a cool specialty class in Access. And one of the bodies of work that has taught me so much about creation. You wouldn't always think that entities and creation go hand in hand, but they do, and we'll get into that more. So I'm excited. I wonder where we're going to go today. Welcome, Goja.
Hi, Heather. Hello, everybody. Hi. So excited.
Yeah. So the joy of creating with entities. I think that's what we called it. I can't even find the title right now. Oh, entities and the joy of creation. There we go. I told you we were brain fried. I warned you. Entities and the joy of creation. Well, tell us a little bit about your journey with, just your journey that got you to here, like with Access, being a facilitator and finding Talk to the Entities and what that has contributed to your world.
So I found out once I started using the tools of Access and playing with all kinds of clearings and processes that I'm actually aware of entities. Years and years later, after being depressed a lot and very moody and often suicidal in my younger years, I realized that that was just an acknowledged awareness of entities. And when I heard that for the first time, it was like, what? It is possible to explore this world and change being what I thought was total wrongness and something unchangeable and something that I had to live with for the rest of my life. So I started really, really diving into the subject and learning more and more. And the first thing was the book that Shannon Hara wrote, Talk to the Entities. She's Gary's daughter, who is the founder of Access Consciousness, and her path was also very bumpy and not always easy and fun in the exploration of the world of entities. So, like, I got so fascinated in it, and I immediately wanted to share those tools with the world because they created so much change for me, not only Access tools, but Talk to the Entities tools. They are based on in Access as well.
Cool.
I could talk for 3 days.
I know. Keep going.
So what I found is that all of us have awareness of entities, but there's absolutely no education, or very bad and poor education on the subject, because where do we learn about entities?
Actually, let me stop you too, because what are entities? I mean, there's such a misidentification and misapplication of what entities are. So talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so very good. Thank you. Entities is actually any energy that is defined. So practically everything is an entity. Your car is an entity, your business is an entity, your house is an entity, but also that person is an entity, an angel is an entity, or earth spirit, a fairy is an entity. And I know for some of you it might sound like, what? This is crazy. These things do not exist and they're only in some scary movies. And I know, I hear you. And at the same time, I've been really exploring it for so long, and I have no doubt that these guys exist. And everything has energy, space, and consciousness. So whether you talk to your business, to your car, to your house, to your body, or to somebody who passed away and maybe came to say goodbye, it's actually the same tools you can use to do it. So that's why this work is so phenomenal, because you can apply it even if you don't really quite want to dive into talking with dead people. You can still talk to your business.
If you don't want to talk with dead people, you can talk to your business. And that's what this is, when Dane here would go, meme.
And this is what Heather knows so much about, talking to your business, which is an entity. So everything that you can define in any way, so you can define it by color, age, race, name, function. So all of this are the definitions, right? So when you want to go like a little further and beyond, if you would not define you in any way, who would you be? Would you still be an entity? So this is a little, you know, thingy that you can ponder on.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, which is why for me, the Talk to the Entities classes have given me so much about creation. And I didn't realize that when I first started taking these particular classes. I'm not even sure really why I took Talk to the Entities classes when I started. And it was years ago that I took my first Talk to the Entities class with Shannon O'Hara, who's the founder of Talk to the Entities. But I was just drawn to it. And I was like, you know, this is probably good information to have as a facilitator. And so I'm going to take it and see what shows up. And I had no idea how much information there was in this work about creation and about creating my business and about, like you said, like talking to my business and talking to my creations as I would, you know, a being that doesn't have a body that might be stuck somewhere or whatever. It opened up this huge world of really the awareness of energy to me in a really different way than I had access to before. And I use it, like, I don't even know that I really, as we're talking now, I'm like, wow, I use it a lot in what I facilitate, not because we're talking about Talk to the Entities, but we're talking to entities all the time, you know?
Yes. Yes, we do. We do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tools are really easy. I haven't met anyone who could not use them right away, practically, and who could not apply them in daily life. So if you think that this is so out there and only for like psychics and mediums, it's really not. It's really for everyday living. And what I've noticed is like my life has gotten so much easier when I moved beyond the kind of like, this is crazy, I am talking to things and dead people and earth and the tree and the animal. Once you move beyond that, you can really enjoy it and have fun with it and create more.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. So why would somebody want to talk to entities? I mean, you just said some things right there. Like, you can enjoy it and have fun with it and create with it. But let's talk more about that. Like, if people are listening and they're like, okay, great, your guys are weird now. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes, we are.
If you're still listening, you're probably a little bit curious. So, so what's the value of it?
What's the value? Yeah, that's a great question. So there are only three things you're ever going to do with entities. You will, and I'm talking more now about beings without bodies, okay? So you will clear them because some of them really need to go somewhere else. And I'm talking about more darker energies like demons or entities, people that passed away and they're absolutely lost and stuck. Maybe they died on drugs or alcohol and are very, very confused. So they usually want to be cleared. Then another thing that you will do with entities is talking with them, communicating with them. So let's say your grandma passed away and she's been trying to say goodbye for the last 10 years and you felt this presence that you couldn't explain. And maybe if you're psychic enough, you're like, it feels like grandma. But you don't really know what this grandma is doing around you, and you're probably questioning even the fact that this could be grandma and that this could be even possible. So having the tool, you could just ask, hey, is this grandma? And then you would probably hear in your head or in your ears, or somehow you would perceive the energy of a yes or lightness. And then you could go ahead and maybe ask more questions. Is grandma here, or are you here to talk to me, to say goodbye, and maybe to just say hello and tell me that you love me. Like, you can ask questions, but many people just actually start talking and hear and have a conversation going on that feels like having thoughts in your head. Most people perceive it like this, and there are variations of this. And then the third way of using those tools is to receive from entities, which is probably the most advanced thing to do with entities, because receiving is not very popular on this planet. Commonly used as a thing. So we have hard time receiving from, you know, maybe family members or friends or nature, and let alone, you know, dead people or like energies that we can't even see very well. So clearing, communicating, and receiving. That's it. Those are three things you're ever going to do with entities. So if it's your car, you can talk to your car. Hey, do you still want to be mine, or you're going to keep breaking down and I should sell you? And you'd be surprised. The car will talk to you. Mm-hmm. You can do it with the business, as we talked about. You can apply it to really anything. You can communicate with the earth. People have, like, everyone has area of maybe stronger area of expertise if they would like to go in that space. You know, some people way better with creating businesses, some or better with communion with the body, some with the earth, some with the bodies, some or really phenomenal with talking to people that passed away. So this is a huge subject, and we could talk about it for days and days and days. Mm-hmm. So why don't we dive into the creation of entities and how to apply it, even if you never do anything with the subject?
Yeah. Well, and one thing that I want to just, I always find really cool to mention too, and to add about, like, when you're talking to entities, so if you are talking to beings that don't have bodies or grandma or whatever, it's like, it's such an area of like mystique for so many people, you know, and it's like, you can just talk to them. Like, it doesn't actually even have to be complicated. Like, you can just talk to them. Like, I have this, it's so funny, in my house, I have this thing where the only time my doorbell rings is when it's entities. My doorbell, like, people come to my door and they ring my doorbell and it doesn't ring ever. Like, you push the button and you push the button and you put, and it doesn't ring and it doesn't ring and it doesn't. So I don't even have it on the thing anymore because it doesn't, it never works. Now, anytime my doorbell just rings, I know it's an entity.
So funny.
So I just open the door and I peek my head out and I go, hi guys. Like, oh, what do you, gosh, like, do you have something for me? Do you need something from, you know, I just say hi. But I have been very clear with them and saying, hey, you do not get to do this in the middle of the night.
You don't get practical advice.
Yeah. And they don't. Like, they just don't. They never have. It's always during the day. It's usually when I'm on a call and facilitating or something. So anybody who's listening who's been on a call with me where it's happened has heard this, you know, where I'm like, oh, the entities are ringing my doorbell. But it's literally just like, okay, so here's the deal. You can ring my doorbell. That's fine. I don't mind it. But, you know, after 10 p.m., you can't do it. And in between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m., you can't ring my doorbell. And they don't.
Yeah, and you know, this is such a great story, an example of, like, you know, do you need to freak out? Do you need to, like, call the priest or exorcist? Or you can just say, hey guys, it's okay, but not after 10 p.m. and before 8 a.m. I love it. So you can do it with other things. You can literally use those tools for, you know, haunted houses. Let's say you have a haunted house, and that maybe, you know, is requiring more knowledge in the area, but it's nothing but sometimes it's literally people that lived in this house, maybe built this house and lived there for many, many, many years, and then they died. And unfortunately, we don't have that many conscious people. Maybe didn't have 100 of years ago or 200 years ago or 50 years ago. Now consciousness is becoming the thing, which is great. So they might even not know that they died. So they literally still continue living in the house they built. And they don't understand what the strangers are doing in their house. Strangers meaning you living in their house, because they think it's still their house. So they might create difficulties, or maybe your light is going in and out, or the bell is ringing, or you hear strange noises in the attic. Like, it's literally people, and you can explain it. You know how many times I've done it? Like, guys, do you know you're dead? Do you know I recently visited an old bunker from World War II, and there was a bunch soldiers, dead soldiers. I was like, guys, do you know the war is over? And they didn't. They literally didn't know when the war is over.
By the way, just wanted to let you know.
And they left.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, so it can be so much easier than, you know, like, if you didn't have any, like, mystery or intrigue around it. Mm-hmm. And you could just, like, because that's when we get to acknowledge that these beings, these, you know, entities, whether it's a being or a, you know, a creation or whatever, they're just part of our world. And when we have an ease talking to them, it's like, it's amazing.
It's amazing. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're at our first break, so we're going to take a little pause and we will be back very shortly. You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. And this is Heather Nichols here with Dr. Billy Lorenz. We'll be back in a minute.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Goja Lorenz talking about the joy of creating with entities, or something along those lines. So we were talking before about you know, just how talking to entities is pretty simple, pretty relatively straightforward if you're willing to be slightly crazy in this reality, according to this reality. And let's go a little bit more into creation, because this is, you know, obviously this show is a lot about creation. And what, Goja, can you share about, like, if it'd be cool to hear any stories that you have from your life or other people of just how you use these particular tools of talk to the entities to create. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, what pops immediately is how I create classes about entities and how entities play such a huge role in creating those classes. So I learned it the hard way that they really can impact the creation of the class. And one of the first classes I had, it felt, and this is out there story, guys, just a little disclaimer, and it's totally real for me, so take it as you want it. So I was getting ready for or creating a class in Arizona, and it felt for weeks, it felt like somebody like put a cap on this class. And I talked with the host, and we tried to brainstorm and ask questions and clear energy. And the class was just practically non-existent energetically. And I kept asking questions like, what's going on? What's going on? What's required here? What can I do? And I suddenly got this awareness of me having to communicate with the earth and the land and the entities of Native Americans that lived there, resided there a long time ago. So the moment I had this awareness, like all these doors and spaces started opening up, and I had this almost like this emotional release that I started crying, and it was this gratitude that like finally she got it. So I had no idea what to do with this. So I just said, oh my goodness, guys, I am so sorry. I never asked you for permission to come to your land to facilitate some strange class about you. And I didn't even consult it with you. And there was this wave of gratitude from their side. And class suddenly literally opened up. And my host called me. He's like, did you do something? Something just changed. I said, oh my gosh, I did. So from that time, I started including entities, local entities, the land, which is an entity as well, and study the history of the place before I go there.
Because oh, that's so cool. There could be, I love that.
Thank you. You know, sometimes there are slaves, bunch of slaves, and they're really stuck in their, you know, this is not fair, and this is what was done to us, and, you know, the whole story about it, it hasn't been very pretty and was tragic and horrible. So then you have Civil War soldiers. They're still fighting the war, Civil War, a long time ago. Then you have Native Americans, and pretty much in both Americas, there's a bunch of Native Americans, different tribes, and they all have their points of views, and they all have their customs and their traditions, and not necessarily like white people. So so you have all these groups. Like in Florida, it was a bunch of old people that died recently that didn't want me to come, and I had to kind of have a conversation with them and convince them that I am not going to do anything bad or terrible to them. I'm there to contribute. Mm-hmm. The same was in when I was going to Brazil. I literally had this black magic entities that absolutely did not want me to come, and I had to negotiate with them and share the market, quote unquote, and explaining them like, guys, we can share the market. There's plenty of people for you, plenty of people for me. And, you know, I don't even need that many. Like, I'm good with like 20, 30. So you have the rest of Brazil. Go for it. And they were not very happy at first. And then they kind of like, okay, we'll let her come. Yeah, so the story's just going.
That's awesome. Well, and what I love about this is that you really, and this is so true, I would say, with really any of the Access Consciousness tools, and then this particular specialty body of work is like even more out there, you know? Like, you have to be willing to be judged or determined to be crazy in this area. Like, yeah. Like, for people to hear this who don't have a sense that, well, for one, they wouldn't probably still be listening, but to go, okay, she's sharing the market, bodies, like, okay, you know, but that's the thing, is there's so many energies that are like operating in the world that are unseen, unacknowledged, you know, and we don't, like, in this reality, you really are taught to only address the seen, the definable, the defined, yeah, the something that you can touch, taste, feel, look at, see, you know. And so that leaves out such a huge, huge range of what else could contribute to what you're creating or sabotage it. Or there's so many different pieces that could go into creation that really are just these energies, you know. So to be willing to have to be crazy and to talk to, you know, the dark entities or whatever, like the, you know, to share the market or to ask, like, learn the history, I love that. It requires the level of A, you know, willingness to be crazy, and B, knowing what you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it took me a while to trust this. I really, for the longest time, I was questioning if I'm making it up, I'm going crazy, I'm like, this something strange is happening to me. But seeing immediate results, change of energy, shift in energy, opening of energy, and perceiving this tremendous contribution from those entities when they finally decided to let me in, yeah, and include me in their area, it was so palpable. It was so, yeah, real. I could not question it any longer. Yeah. It's so real for me. It's like talking to a friend.
Yeah.
It's the same for me.
It's cool. It's sort of, I get this image of, like, you know, going into like a new, you know, city or whatever. And there's sort of like the gatekeepers that are like, mm-hmm, but like if they were in human form, you know, they had bodies or whatever, and they were like, you can't come into our city. Like, you're a threat. And then you were like, hi, you know, like, yes, and you get vulnerable with them and you lower your barriers and you chat with them and you go, I'm not actually here to hurt you or your people. I'm actually here to contribute. What can I contribute to you? You know, it changes the energy totally. And it's sort of, it's that, like, just going like, I'm actually here for you, you know, and then there's something so, so different that is available.
It is. They actually get so excited and happy, and they were such a contribution. Last time I remember, I haven't been to Canada for years, and I started going there to facilitate those classes, and I got that I have really strong connection with this land, and I lived there many times, and it's like my land. It really felt like my land every time I landed, even though we just stayed in a hotel and, you know, didn't do anything and just facilitate classes. I would go home back to California from there. Like, I really was going home, going to Canada. And last time I had the situation where the entities, the Native American entities, were quite upset with me that I came back as a white woman. And I'm going there as a white woman.
Interesting.
And as one of them. And I said, I literally had to explain them, guys, I this is how I chose to be in this lifetime. And you know what? I can do so much more for you in white body versus me coming back American or First Nation body. And they got it. They really, when I landed, because this was a conversation I had before I even went to the class, went to Canada, I got off the plane and I was walking on the ramp and I could hear the cheering. Mm-hmm. I was like, at first, like, is it speakers? So cool. You know, something is playing.
Awesome.
Is it from the music somewhere in the airport? And it was literally this massive cheering, like, welcome home. And the energy was so beautiful and the change we created was so amazing and we could do so much with those beings that welcomed me there and welcomed all the other white people that came to the class and awesome. Were willing to contribute to them. And
so
we
cool.
literally were creating a different reality because they still had the bad people, white people, bad people, bad people, mm-hmm. white people. And they couldn't snap out of this mm-hmm. until we literally were vulnerable yeah. with them
That's
and
so
kind
cool.
with them and total contribution to them. I know we changed the reality for those guys,
That's
and they will
so
forever
cool.
be forever grateful and contributing to us now.
That is so cool. Well, and it's also just an acknowledgement of what you're actually doing, you know, because there's so much of what we do that is, you know, maybe 5% of it you could talk about, put your finger on, define, see, touch, taste, all that, you know. When it comes to creating change in the world, and, like, there's so much of it that is energetic and not visible, tangible, et cetera. And, you know, this is something I do a lot in my business classes is we talk a lot about acknowledging and just how acknowledging is, I always say it's a ninja tool for creation, where when you add the energy of acknowledging what you're actually creating, and it doesn't mean that you have to know what it is even, which is funny, but to get curious and to look at the energy of, like, what am I actually doing here? What am I actually creating? What are we actually creating? And to allow the energy to come up and to allow yourself to perceive the energy, that's part of acknowledgement. And everything that you're doing and everything that you're creating becomes greater at that point. And so you're acknowledging what you're up to. You're acknowledging the beings, which is, like, such a huge piece of creating change and creating with entities.
Yeah. That's so beautifully said. And you know, imagine dying and you might have very different ideas about what happens after death, but let's go with, we don't really know and not much changes after you die. Because we just die, the body goes, and the being stays kind of confused. Nobody talks to them anymore. Everybody ignores them. They go home, and nobody sees them, and they get very, very frustrated. Many of them, or as I said, even unaware that they died, many of them are still under the influence of alcohol or drugs, mm-hmm. and they still drunk or high, and they absolutely have no idea what's going on. And sometimes they, like, standing around their dead body or place where they maybe had accident for years and years and years because they don't know what's going on. They're, like, just stuck in space-time continuum. And imagine the contribution that you could be to this person or this being by telling them, informing them that they passed away, that they have a choice, that they could move on. It's happening so much because, unfortunately, in those days, we do not die consciously. We either die, we're not conscious most of the time, period, as human beings. Plus, people die, you know, hospice and morphine. So they're on drugs.
Right.
Or they drunk and they have accident, they die.
Yeah.
Or they die in surgery,
right.
drugs again.
Yeah.
You know, so there's very few people that actually die clear of any chemicals in their body and their system. and they're clear that they are dying and they know that they're moving on and passing. Mm. So there's thousands and thousands and thousands of beings practically floating around, walking in around, being confused. And the contribution is so huge when they get that they die, that they do have a choice, that they could find another body, that because the reason nobody talked to them, it's not because they don't like them anymore, don't love them anymore, they just are not aware that they are around. I'm talking about loved ones. So the scope of this work is huge, and it has a great impact on the world. And this is my interesting point of view, that we really are changing one entity at a time and clearing the land and clearing the world. And there are also entities that are not a contribution and that maybe are hindering your creation. Maybe they are making it difficult for you to create, because maybe a long time ago in a galaxy far away, you made some contracts and some pacts with some not so nice beings that are making it difficult for you to create now. And you can clear them and create greater.
Yeah, that's so cool. Oh, and some of them are really just here to contribute. Like, not all entities, like you were saying in the beginning, like not all entities need to be cleared, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you can have an awareness of what that is and which ones are available to contribute to you. I had this one that was kind of hanging around my house, at the house that I lived in before the one I live in now. And it had this sense that this being was actually keeping me there. And I was like, I kept going, okay, I gotta go. Like, I wanted to move. I couldn't move. It was like I couldn't make it happen, or I couldn't like get the energy up to just do it. And finally, we had this whole interaction where a friend of mine and I was doing a session with her, and we started talking to this being. And it turned out had been sort of like looking for some information from me, and he ended up contributing to me moving. Once I gave him what he was asking for, you know, and staying in my life and my space as a contribution to my money flows and my home. And so it's amazing, like, even, you know, entities that you think might be, you know, like, I could have been like, oh, he's keeping me in my, like, these beings are keeping me in my house, you know, but it was actually just the sense of like, no, you have something that I require from you. And as soon as I was able to lower my barriers and go, oh, okay, what do you require? You know, then he could tell me and we could do what we needed to do. And then he was like, so grateful. He was like, okay, now let's move you, you know? So cool. So, yeah.
And your next house was probably nicer and greater.
Oh, my house is amazing.
Yeah.
It's the house I live in now that I own. It's amazing. Such a gift. And he was such a part of creating that, like, just energetically, you know. So
you know, how does it get better than that? And maybe we should do.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. Pause, cliffhanger, and we'll be back very shortly on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour, and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and this is Heather Nichols here with Goja Lorenz, talking about the joy of creation with entities. And we were talking before the break about entities that would like to contribute to you. And you had something that you wanted to say about that.
That, you know, it might seem so difficult or complicated and I need to study those things. No, maybe you heard that strange thing, ask and you shall receive. That thing. So it actually works. If you ask and truly are willing to receive, you will receive. It will show up very often, not how you maybe envisioned or imagined it will show up, but it will always show up and you always receive. So it's not that difficult to ask the entities to contribute to you. You just do that. You just say, hey guys, could you contribute to me? Could you contribute to this project? Could you contribute to this venture, adventure, trip, finding something, finishing this work I'm engaging myself with. Like, there's unlimited ideas you can have and include entities in the creation. You can also ask entities that know something about something you want to create and you don't know much about it for contribution. I do not advise you to ask for help because that creates a lot of problems, but always ask for contribution and they will. You can also include, so entities, as we said at the very beginning, or energies that are defined. So you can ask your business to contribute to you. You can ask beings of light to contribute to you. You can ask earth spirits to contribute to you. You can ask earth to contribute to you, your body. You can literally include every molecule around you into your creation and ask them to contribute. You can even ask your children energetically to contribute to you, whether they're little babies or they're grown-ups. You can literally ask them to contribute to you. And it might not be very obvious in a physical form, but energetically something will shift. So it's like creating your life with everything around you. And this is functioning from the kingdom of we when we include everything around. Because in this reality, we very often think we have to work hard and we have to do it ourselves. And this is all that is. And there's no help or, you know, nothing for free, no pain, no gain, and so on. So what if your creation could get so much easier and lighter and faster and more beautiful and surprisingly magical if you would be willing to include energies around you and those entities or those energies? And you don't actually have to know exactly who that was who contributed to you. Was it like a bunch of beings? Was it maybe your dead grandpa or a mom. You don't actually need to know. And the less you go into your head and try to figure it out and understand it, the easier it's going to be. Yeah, I promise.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's, well, that is such a key piece of this, you know, is to, like, there is such a receiving that's available with this stuff, and, but you can't receive when you're in your mind. Like, those two things are mutually exclusive. Like, in your head, thinking, spinning thoughts, points of view, et cetera, like, that is the opposite of receiving. And there's so much that you can receive from entities, from everything, from the universe, from your business, from whatever you're creating, that it, contrary to how it might actually seem, you, like, shutting off your mind, allowing your mind to get quiet and, you know, to just shut up, you know, is, it's like a huge piece of being willing to receive. And even, you know, some of the stuff that, that we've been talking about of how, like, receiving from entities, and that Goja's been talking about with how she creates with entities. It's like, again, you know, you can't receive that kind of stuff if you're in your mind, because your mind will not let you be that far out, you know.
No, shut it down. Nope, we're not going there.
Yeah.
And I have this little story, because really receiving and working on receiving is like my top thing now on my agenda, to really receive from everything and everyone around me. And I was kind of thinking that I'm doing pretty good with that, and I'm getting better and better and better, and I was very proud of myself until I went on a walk and I was surrounded by nothing but nature. It was just nature and beautiful trees and grass, and it was a beautiful day, and butterflies and everything. And I asked, okay, truth, how much of all of this am I receiving? How much am I receiving from the nature, this nature around me that is gifting to me? And the percentage was actually very low. And I was like, wow, I did not go into judgment or wrongness. I did not, you know, beat myself up. It was more like, wow, I thought I received so much, and probably more than most people around me in my life.
Yeah.
And it was still like 20%. And I literally demanded, what would it take? I'm going to receive everything. What would it take for me to receive from every blade of grass, from every leaf, from every little insect out there? Mm-hmm. And the energy immediately shifted. And I am working my way up with receiving. But what was that acknowledgement and recognition that Heather was talking about? Once you acknowledge something, you can change it. And I acknowledged that I wasn't receiving. I also acknowledged that I can receive more. I also acknowledged me for working on it. So, like, acknowledgement is a huge, huge, huge piece. And I also acknowledged the nature, and I was grateful for the nature for being willing to contribute to me. So what if everything around you is actually desiring to contribute to you? And what would your life be like if you open yourself up to all of that, rather than surround yourself with the barriers and walls and separations because maybe somebody hurt you a long time ago and somebody was unkind to you a long time ago? So vulnerability and being open to all of that and lowering those barriers and expanding is, for me, is the key to receiving more and more and more and creating greater life, greater business, more money, more fun, more joy, more yumminess in the body.
That's terrible.
Yes.
I mean, this is amazing. It's like one of the most... I love this piece because it is truly one of the most pragmatic pieces of creation that there is that you, if you don't have this space that Goja is being and referring to and talking about, if you don't have that space of receiving, then, and, you know, we all have it in varying degrees at varying times, but just to some degree in the willingness to cultivate that, there is, you will work so fucking hard. There's just so much that you will, you will think that you have to do rather than to allow everything in to contribute to you. And the entities work is just such a beautiful piece of that, you know? And I get so excited at this part of every conversation around ease and receiving, because it's like, to me, it's like, oh man, this is what I've always known and asked for, you know, is I, somehow, somewhere, I always had a sense that there was the possibility to not work so damn hard, and to actually be able to lower my barriers and receive and let everything contribute. And when you do, it's like, you know, people show up in your classes, or they come and play with you for sessions, or whatever it is that you do in your business and your life. It's like people show up, they show up, they show up, they show up. And just so, what a gift.
So one piece that that popped in my head right now is when you are asking for things, and many of you might know the tools of asking questions. What would it take for this to show up? What would it take for me to create this? What would it take for this and this to be a reality for me? However, using this question, if you're using this question, for me, what was really big was the awareness if I'm actually willing to receive that I'm what I'm asking for. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we ask those questions, but there's actually unwillingness to receive it because of many different things that probably don't matter at this point. Mm-hmm. So we can let them go. Doesn't matter, coming from the past, not the reality anymore, mm-hmm. not real anymore. But look at that, because for me, this was huge. I was asking for all these grandiose things. And when I asked, like, am I actually willing to receive it? It was a big no for certain things. For some, it was a big yes, and for some, it was a big no. So that was like the missing piece, and I'm giving it to you right now. It took many years to figure it out, so you're welcome.
Yeah, skipping over when we were joking about that the other day. When we had to walk uphill in the snow both ways for miles. You know.
Now you have it so easy.
I know.
Here it is. Awesome. Whole buffet of possibilities.
Right? It's so cool. And it's just amazing how much, truly the joy of creating with entity, like how much fun you can have with these tools and creation, and really getting, like, once for me, I know once I started to really get a sense of how much was available and willing mm-hmm. to contribute to me when mm-hmm. I'm creating, and how many beings were willing to contribute, and even the ones that I, you know, like the one that I said I thought was sort of keeping me at my house, it's like, you know, he was like, no, I just, you had some information for me, you know, and now let's create something for you. It's like, even with demons, like, it's yeah. like, there's almost always some level of, like, relief or gratitude yeah. or contribution of, like, thank you for setting me free, yeah. you know, yeah. that has gotten me so much into the space of just knowing that I never need to be scared of any beings or any, like, it's just, like, there's so many gifts with all of this beyond what we can comprehend, so... So we just have a few more minutes. Where can people find you? Do you have upcoming classes? If people want more Gosha and Yay! More talk to the entities.
So GoshaLorenz.com, GOSIALORENZ.com. And it's a new site, and it's still being tweaked and under construction a little bit here and there. But this is where you can find me, email me, call me. And I do classes all over the world. So I have upcoming classes in Mexico, in Brazil, in Michigan, in the States, and many planned for next year. And I'm willing to travel. I'm really willing to travel. If you want to bring me to your corner of the world, I come.
That's cool. That's awesome.
And of course, you can find me on Facebook and YouTube. I have a lot of videos and a lot of Zoom hangouts on entities. On YouTube as well, where you can learn way more and dive deeper into the subject, because it really is a huge subject, and the area that is available to us with these tools is just magnificent and beautiful mm-hmm. and stunningly, shockingly magical.
Yeah. So if you wanted to leave people with, like, we have about, I don't know, two and a half, 4 minutes. If you wanted to leave people with one or two more tools, what would they be?
So be open to the fact that this world exists, that this world could contribute to you, that it doesn't have to be scary, that you can actually communicate with things and with beings without bodies, and you can expand your life by really asking for more and for contribution from everything around you. So this is a summary of what we talked about, and I invite you to exploring this world. For me, it's like this whole new world of possibilities that opens up when you include entities and energies around you, rather than just being the lone traveler through life and trying to somehow make it. You can have life that's joyful, that's beautiful, that's magical, that's constant inspiration to others as well. And I love that working with entities, everything is like surprisingly fun. I never know how it's going to show up. I never know what is going to show up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I'm in constant like state of wonder. Like, what else? So it's wonderful.
That's so cool. Wow. Awesome. Yeah. And I also get just like how much our willingness to know what we actually know is just such a huge piece of all of the tools of access consciousness, whether it's talk to the entities or, you know, relationship stuff or business stuff or whatever. It's like when you really know what you know and you trust it and you acknowledge it, it's like the space of creation that becomes available to us is it's just massive. And you've got to be willing to take the leap beyond this reality and what everything this reality says is true about creation and you and what is and what isn't and what can and can't be. Into a totally different space that you get to have with your awareness and with everything that you be. So, how cool is that?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Awesome. So again, GojaLorenz.com. If you'd like to have more Goja in your world, that will be on the replay page of this show as well. And, yeah, how much fun can you have with creation, with entities, with knowing everything that you know, with creating totally beyond anything that you've ever considered before? And yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next week with more on, I believe we're doing some more business stuff next week. Until then, enjoy, have fun, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.